In a world where so many of us experience information overload, the ability to concentrate on what's important and not get caught up in the other stuff has become practically a survival skill. Avoiding diversion and staying focused can simplify life and give clarity of thinking. But focus, the title of former New York Times neuroscience reporter Daniel Goleman's recent book, is an intricate human faculty.
The first research on attention, the first serious research, was about vigilance in World War II, because they had airplane spotters who had to be vigilant all night when nothing was happening. They'd fall asleep. They wanted to know what helps someone stay alert or what makes them go to sleep.
We had that terrible train accident in New York where the conductor had dozed off while going around a bend at high speed, causing catastrophe.
And he didn't say, "I dozed off." He said, "I lost focus," which is technically true, but it may be because he did doze off.
The train was en route from Poughkeepsie to Grand Central Station. The entire train, 7 cars and a locomotive, were all derailed. Preliminary reports we've received from the emergency services indicate that there were numerous injuries.
This is one of the hazards of routine work that has high risk, that the person at the controls is going to lose attention. So attention is extremely important, really, in everything we do.
And easy to lose it?
Very easy to lose it. In fact, we lose it on average 50% of the time. They've done studies where, for example, they gave an iPhone app to people and it rang them at random moments, asked 2 questions. What are you doing now? What are you thinking about? If you're thinking about something else, it means your mind has wandered off from the present. On average, 50% of the time, much higher actually when people are commuting, when they're sitting in front of a computer terminal, and when they're at work. I'm sorry to say this to people that run businesses, but it's true. A lot of employees are often drifting off, bored, and the people in human resources call it disengaged.
Disengaged meaning that their interest has departed?
Exactly. Disengaged from paying attention to my job, and, you know, I'm doing this little game on the web or whatever it is. It's a big problem. The opposite, I should say, by the way, when our attention is at its max, no surprise when people are making love. But the question is, who answers an app like that at a time like that? I've never quite figured that out. I'm not sure I trust that data.
Daniel Goleman explains there are different kinds of focus. Concentration is when we bring full attention to whatever we're doing. But he points out if the mind wanders, it's not necessarily unproductive, because daydreaming can sometimes lead to creative insights. And, says Goleman, the brain is wired to focus on some unpleasant things, like the perception of danger or emotional distress. So if we're worrying, we tend to focus on it. Some people seem to be very good at tuning out distractions and zeroing in on what's in front of them, and others seem to get sidetracked rather easily. What's going on in those two cases?
People who can tune in well, who can concentrate well, have a very good capacity for what's called cognitive control. Cognitive control is an essential mental faculty. It means I can pay attention to what I choose to pay attention to and not be distracted. And if I am distracted, I'm going to notice I'm distracted and bring my mind back. That's a moment of mindfulness, actually, when you notice you're distracted. Usually when we're distracted, our mind drifts off and we drift right along with it.
So when you notice you're distracted, at that moment, you're actually paying attention.
You're paying attention in what's called meta-awareness. Meta-awareness means kind of stepping to the balcony of the mind, seeing where things are and adjusting them if you need to. Every time you pay attention to something, it drifts, your mind drifts, your attention goes elsewhere. You notice it's drifted and you bring your mind back. You're actually doing basically repetition in the mental gym. You're strengthening the circuitry for paying attention. Brain studies have been showing this now at Emory University and other centers. And that is exactly akin to going to the gym, taking a free weight, and every time you lift that weight for a repetition, you're strengthening the muscle. We can strengthen this muscle of the mind, concentration.
What's going on in the brain at times of heightened mental focus when people are really zeroed in the zone, absorbed? What's happening in the brain?
Well, this is sometimes called a state of maximum cognitive efficiency. It means everything is working at tip-top. This is why people with high concentration like that can get into the state of flow. Flow is the state where people are in when they outdo themselves, they outperform themselves, they absolutely do their very best in whatever their domain of expertise may be. The research was done by a group at the University of Chicago who asked people in all kinds of callings, basketball, ballerinas, chess champions, neurosurgeons, tell us about a time you outdid yourself. Didn't matter what they were doing, the inner state was the same, and it was a state of 100% concentration. It was also a state where people's best skills were called on. They really had to put out at the top of their abilities, and that demanded concentration. You can't do that if you're not fully paying attention.